future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Before we jump into today's show, I just want to mention our sponsors and our good friend over at Everpedia. Everpedia, if you don't know, is the world's largest encyclopedia on the blockchain. Everpedia's IQ token network is the world's first encyclopedia that allows anyone to become a stakeholder in the system and earn rank, reward, and tokens for creating content. So the next time you want some factual information, don't use Wikipedia. Make sure to use Everpedia, everyone's encyclopedia. You can visit them at www.everpedia.org. All right, so today's show, we have an exciting one. We're going to be going through why Bitcoin's Lightning Network is ingenious. But before doing so, here's what's been going down the last 24 hours. Here at SVK Crypto, we're having a lot of internal discussions, not only about EOS, but the future applications or dApps we see being built upon EOS. And speaking to our other partners in the syndicates, you have Galaxy Digital, EOS Global, FinLab AG, and Tomorrow BC. Everyone's on the same page. Everyone is looking for those great opportunities, those great deals, the next big dApp. And you know, the truth is innovation can come from anywhere, and we're very, very aware of that. And here in London Town, we're really connected to the universities. We're hosting our monthly meetups. We're attending as many meetups as possible. There's so much to learn, so much to do. We're very proactive here, so we're really excited to see what 2019 has in store. We're not waiting around. We're taking a very proactive approach. And we're really excited to see the amount of innovation, especially coming out of here in our hometown, London Town. I know in the WeWorks, which is a communal office space, I've got tons of them here in London. I know there's a lot of innovation going on there, so it's going to be really interesting to see where the next big idea comes from and, you know, how we can help nurture and grow that idea. In other news, we had Bittrex open up a OTC desk, which is interesting, especially where the market currently is. You know, do I think that's the best timing? It'll be interesting to see, you know, the level of interest they have with that. I believe the minimum ticket size, the trade of them is $250,000. So it'll be interesting to see how that picks up, because one thing I know at the minute is OTC desks are taking a hit along with the overall market. Bakkt acquires a futures team. So that's big news today. So Bakkt, the digital subsidiary of Intercontinental Exchange, which recently raised $182.5 million, has completed its first acquisition. The company announced it entered into an agreement to acquire certain valuable assets of Rosenthal Collins, RCG, an independent futures commission merchant. So will we start to see Bakkt making their way into offering crypto? You know, time will tell. I think they're very close to doing so. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's talk Lightning. So here's the question: why Bitcoin's Lightning Network is ingenious? So there are three systems of accounting: single entry, double entry, and triple entry. Blockchain and Bitcoin's revolution is that it brought about triple entry accounting. But this has some serious drawbacks, which Lightning Network's double entry accounting solves. The revolutionary technology of drawbacks are solved by something that hasn't even been revolutionary in the last 500 years. So single entry accounting. Single entry accounting is simply when an entity records negative and positive transactions to the ledger. Like if you're old school and you balance your checkbook, you're simply writing down a negative or positive number on each line and adding them up at the end, along with the initial balance. That's fine for personal use because you're just keeping track of your own finances and you know you can trust yourself. You wouldn't defraud yourself. But the truth is, single entry accounting doesn't work for commerce, because how can you trust another party's ledger? In single entry accounting, anyone can simply add funds with no accountability, because single entry accounting only records how a transaction affects your own ledger in isolation. Fraudulent activities are easy to create and hard to prove if everyone only keeps their own isolated records. So double entry accounting, then came along double entry accounting, a verifiable revolution in commerce. Here, each participant in a transaction records two lines per transaction, a debit and a credit, on their own ledger and the corresponding credit or debit of the other participant. Well, now you can't just create funds from nowhere, because any credit to yourself has to come from a debit from someone else. And if that someone else doesn't have the matching transaction, well, that's fraud. You can still cook the books, though. It does require creating a whole back history of fake transactions to hide your fraudulent behavior. In commerce, auditors make sure everyone is playing fair by checking the accounting books of companies to make sure everything lines up. But wouldn't it be nice to have an accounting system that has prevented fraud by its very nature and didn't require manual audits by a trusted third party? So, triple entry accounting and blockchain, or Bitcoin. So a new revolution is born. No more need to trust third-party auditors. No more need to rely on participants in the economy, not trying to cook their own books and commit fraud. Triple entry accounting is where not just each participant in the transaction is recorded, the debit and associated credit of that transaction for each party, but every participant in the entire economy gets a receipt of this transaction. It's now impossible to create fraud without gaining control over the whole economy of participants. In blockchain terms, this is called a 51% attack. Since everyone keeps a record of every transaction, a single actor cannot create a fraudulent credit for themselves because everyone would immediately know that the money came from nowhere. Now we have ultimate security on a commerce ecosystem where fraud or double spending is essentially impossible. Assuming the ecosystem of participants is set up as a decentralized network as Bitcoin is. And furthermore, there is no longer a need to trust any third party like auditors and banks. So now people can freely do commerce with each other without involving the banks and all the middlemen that it involves. But a problem arises. If everyone has a record of every transaction, that means every time a transaction is made, it must be passed around to the entire community. This obviously takes time, and even using computers and the internet itself, it still takes time to propagate these transactions across the entire network. This creates a bottleneck for how many transactions can be done. Triple entry accountings and blockchain or Bitcoin revolution is that it is secure and removes the need to trust anyone. So it's trustless because everyone has all the records, but its flaws is that it can't handle all of the transactions due to having to pass receipts from every transaction to everyone participating in the network itself. So fixing Bitcoin's or blockchain's bottleneck. Since triple entry accounting slowness is due to having to pass around every transaction to all participants, let's just make sure there are only a few participants that get to keep all the records, thus speeding up a whole process. This is known as centralization. In blockchain, this can be done via cordoning off who can act as a record keeper, either by making the blockchain private and therefore controlled by a single or several entities, or by creating so-called master nodes that have strict requirements, or simply making the blockchain allow so many transactions that only the most efficient, powerful, well-connected computers can actually keep up. All of these solutions centralize the accounting of the blockchain and restricting access of who can actually do the accounting. But the whole power and revolution of triple entry accounting on blockchain is that it's secure and trustless due to its decentralized nature of allowing anyone to record and transact and therefore protect against fraud. So these centralized concepts offer a solution to the triple entry accounting. Blockchain slowness problem, while degrading its revolutionary value of security and trustlessness, we already have plenty of high throughput, non-secure double entry systems. So trying to bring a triple entry system close to double entry system just to make it compete with the double entry system while picking up the flaws of the double entry system and losing the value of a triple entry system doesn't seem much of a solution at all. But what if we combine the two by layering a double entry accounting system on the top of blockchain's triple entry accounting system? Sounds pretty stupid, but in actual fact, it's genius. It solves the flaw of triple entry accounting while not allowing the flaws of double entry accounting. So the Lightning Network itself is simply a double entry accounting system built on top of Bitcoin's triple entry accounting system. Double entry accounting is fast and has no restriction throughput. Bottleneck because there are two participants in a transaction that have to keep or have to track and keep tracks of their transactions. They don't need to pass around the receipt of the transaction to anyone else. But by having the double accounting system rely and being backed up by a triple accounting system, you get the throughput of the double with the security and the trustlessness of the triple. The Lightning Network works by creating an interwoven network of two participant payment channels, basically just a way for two people to transact only with one another. But by creating a network in which all these channels connect together, you can route payments through the network of double entry channels. If you want to send a payment to someone anywhere in the network, you can credit the participant's account that you're already directly connected to in your Lightning channel. And then you can credit someone else who is directly connected by the same account, thus debiting themselves so they don't actually have any net charge in value. And this continues through the network until the participants in the network that you're actually trying to transact with receives the credit. But technically, you only transacted with the one person who is directly linked to and in the payment channel that your funds were initially sent through. So each link on the route between you and the destination of the payment is made up of two participants who are simply transacting with one another, each keeping their own account with one another. A series of double entry accounting paths, the Lightning Network is a network of two participants, double entry accounting channels, and therefore has no bottleneck in how many transactions can be done. But the key here is that it's backed by Bitcoin's secure and trustless triple entry blockchain. All those Lightning Network transactions happen just between the users off of the blockchain. But no fraud can be committed because the capacity of each channel in total funds is recorded on the blockchain when opening the channel. And the only way to add more funds or get out of the channel is to make another record on the blockchain. So each channel is a closed system in which the ends, opening and closing, are recording on the triple entry blockchain, thus providing security against fraud. No funds can be created out of thin air. The Lightning Network channel itself will always have the exact amount of funds as we recorded going into it on the blockchain. So within that payment channel itself, one user could try to defraud their fellow channel user. But Bitcoin smart contract built into the creation of each Lightning Network channel penalize anyone who tries to defraud their channel partner. For as long as the channel is open to you, or it can be used as Lightning Network's double entry accounting system to complete as many transactions over whatever period of time they desire with no bottleneck, and is all backed up by the security of the blockchain's triple entry accounting system. So Bitcoin and the Lightning Network together combine to create the best of both worlds, from double entry accounting and triple entry accounting. Two revolutions combined into one. The synergy of this pairing allows a system of commerce that neither legacy, double accounting entry systems, nor blockchain only triple entry accounting systems can come anything close to matching. Lightning Network brings many positives to the table, but with all the positives it brings, there is a few different drawbacks. Here's a clip of Jimmy Song talking about the difficulty of Lightning Network and the technical hurdles it faces. So let's hear what he has to say.
The only real difference is that with Lightning and Bitcoin is that with a Bitcoin node, you do need a lot of hardware if you're going to run a full node. At the very least, you need like 10 to 15 gigabytes of space. That's a pruned node.
But one of the major benefits of the Lightning Network itself is the fact that it doesn't take as much computational power to run.
And with Lightning, you don't need that much space. So the hardware requirements are significantly less. So eventually you should be able to run it on your phone.
But one of the big concerns and drawbacks about the Lightning Network is the fact that the requirements needed are unknown, right? Because if you have a reasonably powerful computer to be able to run it, absolutely. But what are the actual requirements? What do you really need? So the reason you want to understand that is because how can you scale that down? Like, can your mobile phone run this or can it not, right? Like, what does it need? What is the computational power needed for this? So these are some of the key questions that are really covering around the Lightning Network in general. But I think the point we've really tried to display in today's podcast is the fact how revolutionary and how great it really is and how much it's really brought to the entire Bitcoin network. So it'd be really interesting to see, you know, Bitcoin now being used as a way to not only as a store of value, but a way to kind of transact with one another, and if that's really going to take off as well. So listen, if you enjoyed today's show, remember to subscribe to the podcast. It makes us all happy here at SVK Crypto. Give us some stars, give us some nice ratings, give us some comments. We love it all. That brings a smile to all of our faces here in London town. And if you're new to the show, welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. I hope you had a great show. Tune in and make sure you're on the show tomorrow as well. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, check us out on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Check us out on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. And of course, email myself if you have any questions or queries. CStory, CSTORY @SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.